and they are used to run energy from one place of the planetary grid to another to create, let's say, a stable mindset and a stable environment and a stability of consciousness for all people. So the geometry itself can be beneficial, but yet if the individuals operating at the points where these things meet do not have higher consciousness, it is too much energy and it can drive them to do crazy things. So this is why some parts of towns, some houses, people can find themselves uncomfortable. There's also the issue of the lines of energy or the movement of things that are beneath the Earth's surface. They call this geopathic stress. If you are living on an area where things meet in let's say, a stressful manner, then the people living there may find that it is difficult, as we say, to get the car out of the garage, to get things moving, to go anywhere. They get stuck repeating the same patterns. You understand this, yes, Priscilla?
Yes.
What else do you want to know?
Some of us were talking, and we were saying how we went back to read Bringers of the Dawn, to reread the books.
And we did talk a lot about the language of light geometry mm-hmm. in the early years, mm-hmm. yes.
We know, through going back and rereading, we were wondering, I was wondering, are you able to switch the words or the text while we are reading them? Because like I've had an instance where I was reading, I think it was Bringers of the Dawn, I was rereading it, somebody said something, and then it was said in the next sentence that I had read in the book. So I was wondering if this was something that you do, because I thought it was quite coincidental.
Actually, it's something that you do.
Okay.
Right? It's something that you do.
Okay.
And very often, when you're finding yourself in a psychic opening, you may be reading something, and you stop for a minute to ponder or wonder or get a mm-hmm. cup of tea or do something. Mm-hmm. And then something happens in the outside world. It does not have to be our books. It can be simply a magazine or a novel, anything. And then when you pick it up and go back, whether a day later or just a few minutes later, you find that what is on the next paragraph or sentence is exactly what you had experienced out here. How does this happen?
Mm-hmm.
The potato is reading ahead of the pea. Do you understand this?
Yes.
In other words, when you read a book or read something, you think that you are reading with the eyes and the conscious mind, and you can only take in a certain amount of information. Many people, not all, but perhaps some of you have done this, you have purchased a book, and you read a few pages, and you said, well, I don't know if I feel like reading this book, and you may leave the book next to the bedstand for 6 months or something like that. Well, guess what? You read it, your potato is able to literally pick up that information without reading it. So when you have those situations, it looks as if, oh, we are rearranging the words on the page. Actually, what's happening is your potato is bringing a situation there to augment to you, to show you how connected things are. And when you read something and read it again and it changes, you are showing yourself that from one reading to the next, you have changed your perception, and the same words take on a brand new meaning. Now, our words that are published, our published words, and some of our spoken words, are set up in such a way that you may listen one time and hear one thing, and listen to the same words or read the same words again and get a whole nother picture of reality.
Mm-hmm.
That is you expanding your consciousness. That is indication that you are now considering so much more and you have grown so much, and the words are mere symbols for ideas. The words carry nothing, really.
Mm-hmm.
They remind you of energy and ideas. So have a good time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Play with it.
Yeah.
When you find yourself in one of those psychic situations and you're having a bit of a, wow, this was kind of a cool moment here, say to yourself, well, right now I'm in a big psychic opening. What else can I energize? What else can I set into motion?